So, welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. My name is Rachel, and my voice will be guiding you here throughout this practice of Yoga Nidra. In this space, and you can start feeling into the space that you're in, into the boundaries of the room as you listen for sounds. And as you settle, it might be that you already feel deeply relaxed. But if there is some sound that you would also like to make of your own, perhaps taking a big breath in and a yawn, releasing any tension, then listening for your own sound, knowing that that is very welcome. And allowing that sound to be a nourishing, releasing, settling sound into the earth, where you are also held. So you can sense now into your back, into all the contact points with the earth, knowing that she has your back and that you can let go, that you can rest your bones as you settle into this practice of Yoga Nidra. And if there is a way that you could be even just a fraction more comfortable, if there's any way that you could find even more ease, then feel free to make that movement, to move at any time during this practice of Yoga Nidra. You might just bring your awareness to your breath now and notice how the breath begins to become quieter. Just allowing the breath to be free and the body to be breathed. And as you settle down deeper, you can drop down through the layers of being to a deeper sense of you. So allowing yourself to drop into the most intimate part of you. Like the real you, the one that only you knows behind all the layers, all the guises that you show to the world. And actually knowing and listening and feeling, it might be somewhere in your body, it might just be a sense of your essence, but wherever it is that you connect to the real you, just having a welcome for anything that arises here. A welcome for that deep intuitive wisdom. Could take any form at all. Or it could simply be an openness to receive. An openness. She'll know that you're listening, even if nothing arises. And from this place, this intimate, safe place, knowing that all is well, all is as it should be, you could stay in this place if you wanted to. But perhaps as the land of the body settles and you could allow your mind, your consciousness, to go on an adventure, to explore the land of the body, all the hills and valleys, the soft earth and the hard edges, taking a journey as if moving into the unknown, as if you were exploring with fresh eyes for the very first time. And you could start this journey at the point between the eyebrows. What is it like at this point between the eyebrows? And as you travel down into the valley of the throat, resting here at the point between the collarbones, what does it feel like here? What do you see? And following the contours of the body across to the right side, to the mound of the right shoulder, and dropping down into the crease of the right elbow, and following through into the inside of the right wrist. You could explore to the very ends of the lands, at the tips of the fingers on the right hand, the end of the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Tracing your path back through the wrist, elbow, shoulder, and coming back to rest at the valley of the throat. If you should wish to explore the left side, you could travel all the way to the left shoulder, down into the left elbow, and through into the left wrist, to the ends of the land on the left side, to the tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Returning through the wrist, elbow, shoulder, and resting back at the throat. Dropping all the way down to the point behind the sternum. Traveling behind the right breast, back to the center at the sternum, to the left breast, back to the center at the sternum. And following down into the softer lands of the belly, and just resting here. Dropping further to rest at the point between the pubic bones. And as if navigating the lands of the right leg for the first time, exploring inside of the right hip, inside of the right knee, ankle, and the edges of the earth. Tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Returning through the right ankle, knee, hip, and taking a moment once more to rest at the point between the pubic bones. And taking your journey to the left leg now, inside of the left hip, knee, ankle, and to the edges of the earth at the tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Coming back through the left ankle, knee, hip. Rest at the point between the pubic bones. And climbing all the way back up to the belly, the center of the chest at the sternum. Up to the valley of the throat. And coming all the way up to the point between the eyebrows. And now that you've completed your journey, traced your pathway along the map of the body, you may, if you want, return home, returning home to yourself, that place deep within you, the place that only you really know. And let her know once more that you're listening. You're ready to receive whatever guidance or gift she might have for you. And knowing that this is a safe place, it's your place, and you could, if you want to, you could really stay there, cozy and comfortable and secure, like a home. You might want to close the doors, perhaps, and hide away in your safe place. And as you exhale, you can drop even further inward. Each exhale, feeling more and more safe, more and more at home. And then perhaps you could explore what it would be like to move out into the unknown, moving out into the space around you. So that each time the breath comes in, you can move out into space, becoming more open, inquisitive as you explore further out. You could explore as far as the room, as the world, as far as you feel safe. You could even explore the whole universe and beyond if you wish. And know that you can come home any time that you like. So as you exhale, you could nestle back into your safe space, coming back home. And now allow the breath to take you. As the breath comes in, move out into space as far as you like. And as you exhale, know that you can come back home. Inhaling, exploring. Exhaling, coming back to security. And notice how you don't have to stay in any one, you can flow between. And then perhaps you can leave off the alternating, and what would it be like to experience both of these at the same time. So to feel the security and safety of being in your safe space and opening and exploring out at the same time. Exploring out and feeling safe at the same time. Simultaneously, what would that be like? Simply let that go. Just feel the body breathing as it is. If you wanted to take another sigh, you could. As you begin to listen for sounds around the room, as we come to the end of this practice. Feel into the edges of your physical body, moving in a way that would feel good for you. And this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Thank you for listening.